Unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grid.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like subs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop!
Chubbs Gone Wild. Well, hey there. Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, number 498, recorded on June 12th, 2023. Oh, that means only two more shows until the big announcement.
That would be the 26th.
That's correct.
Well, that's when we'll record it, but, you know.
Right. It'll just shock everybody like the next day.
Yeah.
It's currently 85 degrees and thunder showers. Really?
85 degrees? I'm freezing.
Hey, Siri, what's
it's
the weather?
It's 72 degrees.
You confused it.
One moment. It's currently partly cloudy and 72 degrees.
Oh. Well, that's lovely. There's no chance of rain, however. But it's quite lovely out.
Beautiful. Which is weird, because we've had little bits of rain over the past few days.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just enough to get the car looking like shit. But, yeah, still.
Wet your whistle. Well, it is Pride Month, and happy Pride Month, everybody. Pride Month to you.
Thank you. And to you as well.
Thank you. I love Pride Month. Well, our Pride in Sacramento was yesterday and the day before, because our center is so greedy, I guess, that it has to have two Pride days. But it seems to work. Enough people show up. So, hey.
Well, you know, actually, the first day was, I hear, was pretty light, but, you know, you had everybody following the parade and then boom. Mm-hmm. And, but of course, it was a mess at the gate. So.
I bet it was.
I don't think you ever worked the fair, right? I mean, you worked it in a booth for a few different things, but you never were organized. Yeah. I was an organizer one year, and it was a nightmare.
Oh, no, I have worked, the year that MGW took over doing all the entertainment and everything.
Right.
I have worked the fair. Oh, and actually, I did work the fair another time, and the organizer, who is a lesbian, yelled at me over the thing, and I'm like, well, I was like a very innocent, young, naive, like never gave any pushback, you know, never said a mean word to anybody. And then to be yelled at like that, I was just like, I was mortified. I was done. I just wanted to go home.
Oh, well, I remember one year it was super hot. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, you know how it is. I'm the first one to run the booth. Mm-hmm. and the last one to run the booth because nobody shows up, you know, that type of thing.
I remember
that it was one of the, and I remember I was so, such a mess, sunstroke, like you would not believe. It was hot. You know, I'd been out too long. I didn't get enough hydration. And I remember, coming home, and I was put into the pool. Get into the pool. Here's your soda. Mm-hmm. Here's something to drink, you know. And I was, you know, like basically neck deep in the water, just trying to bring my temperature down and just feel better. And it worked, but it was a long fucking day.
Yeah. No, I remember those days, and, oh God, your feet hurting. afterward, I mean, there were a couple prides I got home. I could barely walk the next day. But I was there the year that the immigrants, Russians decided that they were going to come out in full force to, well, full force to them to protest our pride.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it only lasted like a year or two, and there weren't that many of them, but they, I guess they were trying to get a reputation or whatever. But yeah, they were there, and that's the year, of course, that I went up to watch they brought the parade back. So I got to watch that and cried. But that was still at Southside Park. I haven't been to any of the others at Capitol Mall.
The parade started at Southside Park and moved up to the Capitol Mall.
Yeah, that's
I've never been to the Capitol Mall either because, well, it's kind of like, it's funny because, you get to be our age and you go to a pride party instead of going to pride because otherwise it's a lot of young people and businesses. So.
Yes, and not to mention the fact that for when you're a chub that has gone wild, there's not really that many places to sit. There's not that much shade. There's a lot of walking, especially at this one, because everything is kind of spread out. So, yeah. I mean, I'd love to go, but just was not up to it this time.
Yeah.
Even though this was the one that I probably would have wanted to go out more of. So, all right, moving on. It is 84 days till Labor Day. So wear your white while you can, girls. 124 to Canadian Thanksgiving, 141 to Halloween, and only 196 days until Christmas. Now, let's tell you about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special My Life and Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our awesome current patrons, Clint Nephi Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brother Sinatus, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. So please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame. Find out how you can become a supporter of all my projects at as little as $1 a month. Tom has run off because he is chasing kale. That is very, very odd. Well, anyway, on history.
My chicken strips.
Oh, chicken strips. I thought somebody was going to eat kale.
No, he's eating kale.
Oh. Well, good luck to that. So,
It smells good.
I have had some dried kale one time that actually was kind of good because of the way it was spiced and dried. Kind of like, seaweed. But, oh well, just not my thing. All right, hey, Patreon offers for, oh, I never said all that.
That one girl. Now you're talking about this day in
History.
history.
Well, guess what happened on this day in history? Well,
I don't know, but tear down this story.
okay. Well, on June 12th, 1987, one of the most famous Cold War speeches was President Ronald Jackass Reagan, who challenged the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall, a symbol of the repressive communist era in divided Germany. And it actually, for what it was, even though Ronnie was an asshole, it was a good speech. It was a very good speech. Although he, said it in German, like, it really was, he wanted a donut. No, that was Kennedy. Kennedy wanted a donut. Anyway,
Okay.
let's talk about the affirmation for the day, shall we?
Please.
Take a deep breath, please. Swallow your chicken. Center, focus. I create new memories filled with peace, goodwill, and compassion to others. I don't know why my memories need to have compassion for others, but yeah, whatever. I'll do it. I'll do it just because it said to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I love is that this is Louise Hay Callender, and she left this earth many years ago. So it's a good thing that she wrote down all these sayings for the calendars for years to come to be there for after she left us. Well, let's look into some holidays. Today is the Crowded Nest Awareness Day. Are you crowded?
No.
Okay. This is Ghost in the Machine Day. I didn't really listen to that band that much.
Oh, well, it was the album of The Police.
Ghost in the Machine, The Police?
Yeah.
Ghost in the Machine? I don't think so.
Well, it was an album called
Ghost. Yeah.
I don't know that that's... No, Ghost... I mean, usually it's like... I thought they was talking about, like, you know, gremlins and shit like that.
Right. Let's see. Ghost in the Machine. Police. Yes. Yes. You're right, Queen.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. I don't remember that album.
It was their, like,
I probably had that album too.
You probably did. It was their big, that was like their first one that really kicked off. I mean, really came through for them. Big
Every
album.
Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Oh, An Invisible Sun. Hungry. Yeah. Oh, wow. Spirits in the Material. See, I was a Synchronicity boy. That was my, like, Police album. So, but wow, I'm going to go back and listen to that again.
I actually saw Sting on a show where he sang Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, they were talking to him, and they're going, oh, what a great song. And he goes, well, you know, that's a song that was made famous by a group that I used to be, you know, be the lead singer for called The Police. It's like, oh my God. So, I mean, it's like when Paul McCartney has to tell people he was once part of the Beatles and then he was part of Wings.
Don Henley having to talk about, you know, well, I used to be part of the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. All right. Let's see. We have Little League Girls Baseball Day. Isn't that what Sean's doing?
Well, this is softball day. I'm going tonight.
Really? I thought he doesn't like you to go to his matches.
No. That wasn't it.
Okay.
That's the last game of the season, so I got to see him play.
The last game of the season. Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. Definitely got to do that. Are the others going to be there?
Brian is. I don't know about Clint and Bethany.
Okay. Well, it's also Loving Day. Have you done your loving for the day?
Yes.
All right. Magic Day. Have you done your magic for the day?
Well, every little thing I do is magic, magic.
That's
magic.
True. All right. It's also National Automobile Service Professionals, National Jerky Day, National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Ooh, I have enough peanut butter. I could do peanut butter cookie. Red Rose Day, Superman Day. Aw, we remember Chris Reeves. He was wonderful. Women Veterans Day. Awesome. And World Day Against Child Labor. Well, not if you're in America, buddy, because they're pulling back those laws. All right. Well, there you go. Those were wonderful. It made me very, very happy. I'm so happy. All right. Where are we here? I think we have some birthdays to celebrate.
Okay.
Here they come. All right, happy birthday to Evan, Glass, Lauren, all that Lauren, happy birthday, Lauren, and Curtis Hill, formerly of the Game Night Guys, and Lauren, actually, a long time ago, used to be on the Foul Monkeys podcast. All right, we also want happy to send happy birthday wishes to Will, Peter, Melissa. Melissa is, she is a podcaster. She's podcasted for 100 years. She used to do the podcast that talked about, the in-depth lives of dead people. And, that was a really good podcast too. Also, we have Jay, author A.M. Rollerson. Okay. Melissa. And oh, another Melissa. Yay. Comedian Melissa McGillicuddy. We have Nikhil. I probably said it very wrong. I'm very sorry. we have Star Hargrove Alfredo. Yes, we have an Alfredo and a TJ, TJ Zombie Girl. Happy birthday to you. She is currently of the somewhere out there. No. Greetings from Nowhere podcast. I knew it was something like that. Oh, and we have Ed. And Ed is from the formerly All About Me podcast. And then we have Max, Kevin, Gail, and Sammy. Oh, and one other person. We have my mom. My mom's birthday is coming up in just a few days.
What day is it?
What?
What day?
The 16th.
And Barry Manilow's is the 17th.
Ooh, it's a good thing you snuck that in there, or I wouldn't have known. He's not on my list. Actually, it's interesting.
He was at the Tonys last night.
Did he win?
I didn't say he was up. He was just okay. At. No, his show actually premieres in October.
Wow. I have 5 people on my list that are born on the same day as my mom. Well, not the same day, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And then also my uncle's birthday is coming up on the 18th, and my grandmother's was on the 15th, but she doesn't celebrate anymore. That I know of. If you know what I mean. All right. Well, we have one thing in our feedback, and that comes from Sean. And he says, you mentioned shopping malls, and I really miss them. Nothing like a Cinnabon. Haven't had one in years. Well, yep. If you have a, oh gosh, what is it? One of the pizza places. They pizza. Have some. Pizza Hut?
Tomorrow.
No, Pizza Hut has Cinnabons. Pizza Hut has it. You were the one that told me this.
I know. I just, you know, there you go. Okay. So thank you so much, Sean, for writing in. And I hope you get a Cinnabon real quick because, man, are they good.
I'm looking up how many calories.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's going to be more than, I mean, one bite is probably going to blow your head off with the calories. Anyway, we also need to send some chub hugs out. And I would like to send some chub hugs out to Pat and Nate Geik on the loss of their sweet kitty. It has really torn them up quite a bit. So they need all the chub hugs they can get right now.
Yeah,
and also,
it's terrible.
I want to send some chub hugs out to TJ Zombie Girl, who has become a foster mom for little kitties, like when they're just born, and they are without their mom, and she fosters them until they are ready to be adopted out. And I think that is wonderful. So. All right. Did you find out?
Oh, dear God. Just the classic cinnamon roll, right?
Uh-huh.
880 calories.
And that's for like the little tiny one, right?
No, the little tiny ones are only 350.
Oh, well, there you go. Have a tiny one.
Yeah.
All right. You got any chub hugs you want to send out other than to Cinnamon?
Well, mostly it's just, you know, everyone celebrating Pride, you know. Oh. Get out there and be prideful and let's hope that Moose gets that kilt that his hubby's.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how that became a chub hug, but it just came a thought.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised he didn't have one already. He's very fashion forward. So, all right. Well, then let's get into celebrity deaths, and there's actually quite a few. So settle in, people. First off, that fucker Pat Robertson, the Christian Coalition founder and influential religious conservative, died at 93. Took him long enough.
See, the good don't only the good die young. That's what that song's about.
Yeah, well, that sure adds that he was a nasty person. Let's see, we have the Iron Sheik, the WWE Hall of Famer, who starred in the 1980s. just says starred in the 1980s, okay. He died at 81 years old. We have Mike Batea, the actor best known for playing the laundromat manager Dennis Markowski on Breaking Bad. He died and he was only 52. We have Pat Cooper, Seinfeld and Analyze This star, who died at 93. BMX star and three-time X Games medalist Pat Casey died in a motorcycle accident at the California racetrack on Tuesday. He was 29. Astrid Gilberto, the bossa nova singer most famous for her recording of A Girl from Ipanema, widely viewed as the unofficial cultural anthem of Brazil, has died at 83. Italy's former leader, Silvio Berlusconi, died at 86. And Carrie Ann Donaldson, a former contestant on Britain's Got Talent, died at age 38.
You didn't put down George Winston that I sent you. George Winston, who is the New Age Grammy Award winning pianist.
Uh-huh.
He just died. He was, I believe it was 84.
Wow. And he was New Age.
Well, he's one of those lovely piano, you know, where it's just a piano a lot of the time.
Right.
And it's, I dug the New Age music because it was great. You know, having on in the background music.
Yeah, kind of, Christopher Peacock is one that is much like that. But yeah, okay, all right. And with that, we are going to move into Tom's week.
Oh shit, we are.
When you are done with your
chewing.
Yes.
Okay, so. This week was it's a good week as far as shows go. We had RuPaul's All Stars this week,
right? Right.
It was.
Yeah, that's one we're both talking about.
It's oh, we are? Okay, yeah. I'll come back to that. I didn't see Drag Me Out to Dinner second episode yet.
Do you want to?
I'm going to give it another try.
Okay.
It was hard. The first one was hard, but now I kind of get an idea what it's supposed to be, and I'm just going to watch it for the sheer entertainment of it.
Okay.
Queen of the Universe, we had this week, it was duets night, and they ended up getting rid of one of the older queens, which seems to be the way it is. You know, these kind of shows are made for the young, hip, and ones that can afford really fabulous outfits.
I haven't caught up on it yet, but I'm not surprised.
And then Nora from Queens, just keeping up my Queens thing. I have not seen this week's episode after last week's commercial debacle, where I saw the surprise ending at the before the surprise ending, since
Right.
they had it on next week. You're going to see this on Nora, from Queens. It's like fuckers. Let's see. That's Top Chef. Have you caught up on that?
Yes.
Okay. So moving on. We got an awful lot together. I did see the finale of Barry. That was the Bill Hader show on HBO, and the first season was good and kind of fun. And it's because he's a hired assassin, but he doesn't want to do that anymore. He wants to be an actor. Okay, kind of funny. Yeah. Okay, I get. But it just this last season got so dramatic. I am shocked if it gets nominated for a comedy this year, because it was very little humor in it. It just, yeah, it was wrong. I didn't like the ending. I didn't like well, I didn't like much of this last season at all. So
Oh.
it's gone, and frankly, I don't care. Let's see, we're back to watching Cougar Town and Big Mouth to give us some filler in between times, because there's so little on right now. It's ridiculous. I did watch a show that's on Fox called Stars on Mars. Now, Stars on Mars, what they've done is it's a reality-based TV show where they've gone out to the desert and built a set. I'm thinking, because they're outdoors a lot, so I'm thinking they've got to have some kind of set that's there, because I can't imagine they're supposed to be living in this place that looks like they're on Mars. They're in a building, and it's supposed to be airtight. Of course, it's not.
Right.
They're dressing up as astronauts. There, and it's I mean, I know that they've done this where they like Biodome. Remember the old movie where
Oh,
they put people in those kind of things? But I mean, William Shatner's the narrator, but he goes, "So I hope you're all having a good time in your location." And they're going, "Yeah." And he goes, "But I can't hear you, because I recorded this 30 minutes ago, because that's how long the transmission takes to get to Mars." It's like, okay, whatever. But I mean, McLovin from Superbad is one of the people there. Alex, who was in Modern Family, she's one of the contestants.
Oh.
It was really funny. And then it's like a lot of nobodies and reality stars and sports people.
Non-sports people.
But the funny part was when Lance Armstrong shows up.
Uh-oh.
Everybody is like, "Oh my God, they're actually bringing a real astronaut onto this."
No.
And so he was in like he was in the where they do their talk to the camera, and he's going, "Well, the young people think I'm Neil Armstrong," and which is, he's dead, so that's not a good thing. But very funny, very funny. But it's a terrible show. Terrible show. First person that they got rid of was McLovin. He's already gone. So then let's see. I saw Andrew Santino's stand-up, which was on Netflix. The problem with the his show was a lack of a theme, or lack of a, it just felt like we were seeing a lot of little sets that had nothing to do with each other. He had a 10-minute set, he's got a 15-minute set, a 20-minute set, and kind of shoved them in together to make an hour-long set. And it was Yeah, it just felt disjointed. I mean, it was funny at times, but it just, you kind of, I like it when they're creative enough that they kind of pull you back to the beginning and they're they're giving you a little more
Right.
than he was doing. Let's see. Now, did I mention the, oh, there you are. The Evil Dead, the musical. Did I mention that last week?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay, well, anyway, on YouTube, Evil Dead the Musical's there, and it's, I'll tell you and I would love to have done this maybe 30 years ago, 30 years ago, but it is, I mean, what happens is in the last scene of the show where he's killing all the demons and zombies and stuff, the audience is sprayed with fake blood.
Oh.
Yeah. So the first three, they at the very beginning, they go, now, if you were sitting in the first three rows and you don't want to get covered with blood, then you may want to talk to the usher and see about changing your seats. And I'm thinking, what kind of seats do they have? I mean, they're covered in blood every night. It sounds like it's like a nightmare of
Clean up.
people washing clothes, and the cleanup probably, I mean, it's got to be awful. There was blood flying everywhere, and it's like basically they just had gallon Ziploc bags set up in the costume, so when he fake hits them with the chainsaw, they just kind of rip open the bag and all this pours out, you know, and some of it squirts out, like one guy got his arm cut off, and he's going, oh, to the audience, oh my God. And it's just, you know, it's spraying everywhere. They're all screaming because they're getting hit. It looked really funny, but the cleanup, yeah. And let's see. And I did see four movies this week. Yes,
Wow.
four. The Little Mermaid, which is at theaters, saw that thankfully without 3D. It was good. It was really good. They added some new songs. And you know, the whole thing was, it was nice. It looked really good. And even Melissa McCarthy, because you know, it's hard going after Pat Carroll's character there. But she did a good job with it. So, secondly, I saw Renfield, which is now on Peacock. What I liked about it was how gory it was. And that was fun. It was a cute show. And I love Awkwafina, who was also, she plays Scuttle in Little Mermaid. So,
Right. And then, of course, you love, what's his name from The Great? Who played
Nicholas.
Renfield? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was, I mean, even blah, 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 Nicolas Cage.
Did a great job.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be, you know, Dracula, and the show's basically very campy and gory, so go for it, you know. And I thought it was an entertaining show. I mean, it's, you don't have to pay a whole lot of attention to it because it's very straightforward. And but when they have some of the fight sequence that was out in the in like a motel or a apartment building, where the one person is leaning over the rail and he hops on them from the top of the building down onto them, and they break in half and blood goes pouring everywhere. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it was very gory. I really loved it, and I thought that it showed that Nicolas Cage can do comedy and do it well.
Well, you can go back and you can look at a lot of the stuff. He's not a bad actor. He just needs to get a good role that he can play.
Exactly.
A third one, Flaming Hot, over on Disney Plus and Hulu. Flaming Hot is about the guy who created and developed the Flaming Hot Frito-Lay flavors. So he did like the Flaming Hot Cheeto and Dorito and It was actually a really cute story. He was a Mexican immigrant who made his way up to being to being a major part of what happened at Frito-Lay. So, and he brought in the Spanish market or the Mexican market when, they weren't. He goes, there's like 40 million Mexicans here that don't want to eat Lay's potato chips, but you know what they do like to eat? Hot, spicy Lay's potato chips or Doritos or and so he made up his own samples from the stuff that they throw away. Because if you get like a dark chip, those are pulled before they go into the bag. And so he got all the dark stuff. And the joke was, oh, look, they're always trying to throw away the brown, anything brown they try to throw away. Anyway, it was a cute show, Disney Plus, Hulu. And then finally I watched Gremlins, the original. I hadn't seen it, God, in years I hadn't seen it. And it was, well, a lot of it you're going, oh my God, they have moved up on special effects since that. But a lot of it was, like putting a gremlin on top of a record player and letting it spin around, and that was him going crazy. Ah, I'm like, oh wow. And then nothing's better than listening to Phoebe Cates Cats, Phoebe Cates Cats, Phoebe Cat, Phoebe, in the show, who's the girlfriend whose father died in the chimney,
Oh,
hearing her horrible why she hates Christmas so much stories. It's like, oh my God. I remember we'd always laugh about it, but I mean, why would they bother putting that in there just to give her some reason to hate Christmas? Come on, there's a lot of other reasons.
probably pretty much.
And then finally, one thing you forgot about when you were talking about people who've died. My drama teacher from high school passed away this last week. And he was, I'll tell you, he was very different, as teachers go. And I think that's what was so attractive about him was that he, it's like we said, hey, we want to write our own one acts and produce them. And he goes, okay. It was never, he never, told us no if we wanted to be creative. Yeah, I mean, I wrote my first one act in high school, and it was a big hit,
That's
and which seems to keep following me around when I write plays, except for certain ones. But yeah, so it was he was very inspirational, and yeah, it's sad to hear, and actually. They're working on trying to get the little theater at Del Campo named after him now.
Aw, that would be
No, a group of alumni, not the people there now, but the alumni are thinking of doing that. So I hope they can
cool.
make that happen.
Yeah.
So that is, my tomatoes are going, please give me some hot weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I mean, they're growing and I've got tomatoes on them, but right now they should be double their size.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's weird. Weird June weather for tomatoes. All right. Well, mutual shows that we watch, starting with Top Chef All Stars. It had its big finale this week, and well, the outcome was exactly what I expected.
Well, yeah, and when I was watching it, the one thing that I kept noticing all of the folks were saying was, "Oh my God, the technique on this is amazing." I mean, you put a lot of this and and it was the stuff was. I love how they go, "Oh my God, you did too much on this one." Like the one with the big flower on it, and they're like, "Oh, it was over the top," and it's like, "Well, that's how you win."
And I Poor Gabri. He just, what is him with burning things? Like every show he has something that burns. Maybe he has ADHD or something, but
I don't know. Before on because we missed it Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we were watching we were gonna watch it Friday, and I'm like on Twitter and I'm on Facebook and I keep seeing Sarah. And so whenever I see Sarah, I'm like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to know what happened.
Right.
So I was thinking the whole time that she was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very relieved when she didn't.
Yeah. I mean, and she had some really wonderful dishes too. And I mean, she won that one, the one with the just the soup. I mean, how good that soup must have been.
Yeah.
To get recognized. But yeah, the whole thing was really well done. I mean, so hard to choose with so many amazing chefs, but I mean, Buddha just had what it took to knock it out of the park every single frickin' time. So
yeah, he's going to be one of those people down the line if he continues with television. To be like a Bobby Flay or an Alex Guarnaschelli, who they know how to compete in these contests.
Yeah.
That's why they have those shows. And right. I think, and who knows? I mean, we may see Buddha taking over for Padma. That may happen too. But I think Richard Blaise is probably a better.
Yeah, because he likes to be on the camera and play the clown and. Yeah, wear that hair. So then we moved on to RuPaul's All Stars 8, and this was very interesting. This was the Joan musical, and it was a musical where they all took on different aspects of Joan Crawford's life at different times and her different roles, and yeah.
Right. And personally, I think that I could not believe that they sent home James Mansfield when I was surprised. Actually, I was surprised she was even in the bottom.
Well,
from the musical part.
Yeah. The whole thing is that I don't think any of I think it was kind of like on Top Chef. They were so good. Every one of those queens was so good. This was like the best musical ever. I mean, hands down, all of them I've seen, everybody was just like there. Like Michelle was saying, you know, this was basically judging on A's and A pluses.
Right.
So I think that she, you know, it was a minutia thing that she, and I think it also had more to do with her outfit on the final stage. Yeah, I think Candy sent her home strategically.
I do too.
It was clear that it was going to be the other queen, but yeah, Candy said, nope, get rid of competition. And that's Candy. She's there to fuck things up and to play and to win. And she deserved to win this episode, I think.
I still didn't think she was the best in the lip sync, though.
Oh, gosh, no. No.
And like, I don't know why.
Because really, she's a big girl throwing herself around on the floor, and that always gets attention. But, yeah. What a really good episode. I mean, like, when they put that up on YouTube, I can just go watch that whole thing again. Yeah.
Well, that's what I now. Do they have all the musicals on YouTube? I should
look. No, I've never looked, but I would imagine they've got everything else, unless that's something that Rue just very is like, no, you know, it makes them take down.
I can't imagine.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm surprised she wouldn't just have them on there on her own channel.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I imagine they'll probably at some point be there, but God, that was good. Let's see. Summer Baking Championship. I have not watched any since the first like two episodes.
Okay.
And then, so if you've watched more,
it's only fun to talk about it if we're,
Okay.
Otherwise,
We'll
it's
catch
like,
up on it
it's
then.
all, the cooking shows, if you can't, these kind of cooking shows with nobodies,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's
Okay.
more about mistakes than anything. Did
And
you
then
see Duff actually did some kind of diet, and he's like 100 pounds lighter now?
what?
Yeah.
No, but now I'm going to be watching
But he's not on that.
oh.
This is some, I saw it online, and I'm like, is that really him?
Really?
Him? And it wasn't on, you know, I guarantee you he's not losing weight sitting around eating cakes all day. Did you hear Padma said that they, how much
Yes.
ate a day when they were filming?
Yep.
That's a lot of calories.
Like 8,000 calories or something
8 to
sometimes.
9,000 calories a day.
That's
Average.
insane. Okay, so I just saw, well, I'm seeing a headshot of him, and wow. That's the difference right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like,
But I'm just wondering
serious difference.
when they filmed the Summer Baking Championship, because he's fat on that one.
Yeah. I don't
So.
know. Of course, I put in Duff and it's all Hillary Duff. Look, Hillary Duff lost weight. She's struggling with her weight. Leave the girl alone. Anyway. And then you talked about Queen of the Universe season two, and I don't think there's anything else that we have that we're watching in common at the moment.
Yeah, nothing.
But guess what's coming soon?
Big Brother. Oh, The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Yeah, that starts what, next week?
I think so. I think it was like the 16th or something. Okay. As for me, well, my week, I have begun to resurrect a blog that I was doing, in 2019. And it's called Binge-worthy, where basically the shows that I binge, I then, break down into whether they are binge-worthy and who they are binge-worthy for. So I will be working on resurrecting that in the next, month or so. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't been watching a lot of television really, or movies. Been focusing more on trying to get projects and stuff taken care of. But I am looking forward to, at least once or twice a week, just finding a good show and binging the heck out of it. Speaking of projects, I have worked for the Kennedy Gallery, doing stuff with their PR and different projects for number of years now, like 6, 7 years. And sadly, they are going to be closing this month. And this will be, in fact, I think next week, maybe the week after, will be their
This
closing
weekend
week.
is their closing, I believe.
No, this was their last second Saturday.
Right, no, this coming up weekend, I believe I read that was going to be
Really?
it. I think
Maybe
that's
he's
what it
closing.
said.
He must be closing early then. I don't blame him. He has other things that, he's ready to go out to now, but the Kennedy Gallery was there for 17 years. And it started as it has been a collective of of artists, and started basically in nothing, just as a little dream. And people basically told him, "You can't do this." And then it became literally the number one gallery, and the called dubbed by the media the jewel of Midtown. But COVID killed the art market.
Yeah, it's right here. The closing weekend will be starting Thursday, June 22nd through Sunday, June 25th. So it's
Okay.
2 weeks.
So I'm very sad that that's going, and So
Well, and the fact is that he's in the old house that was once the Lambda Center.
Yes.
Well, so I mean that's the where the gallery has been, and
Right.
it's a gorgeous building, and it's too bad.
Yeah. All right. So I went to Pride Happy Hour on Friday at Badlands bar, and it was really fun. I got to see a lot of people that I have not seen for a while out and about and doing things. And then there was a lot of people there that I saw that met me for the first time, for the seventh time even. You know, the people that like are always like, "Oh, hello, how my name's blah blah," and they shake your hand and you just feel like saying, "Yeah, I know. I've met you about twice a year every year for the past 10 years, but I guess I'm just not important enough for you to remember me." Isn't that nice?
Well, what I can't figure out is, when you meet us, we're kind of hard to
Thank
forget.
you. I was saying this on a My Life in Fragments earlier. I'm not somebody that you normally are going to forget. You know, in a room full of aging, thin people, I kind of stand out. How do you not remember me? Oh, by the
Right.
way, yeah, I've done articles where I've literally interviewed you. We have spoken many times, but I don't have the money to be that important in your
No,
world.
you're just the just a like a spot on the wall.
Yep. So,
Not easy to remember.
no, you don't even see me. You only see the dollar signs.
All you
Anyway.
have to do is lift up your shirt and flash him your tits. He'll never forget that.
There are things, girl. But yeah, so but it was fun, and then we went to eat at Roscoe's afterward, and I have a little segment, part of the segment later on that. but it was just a very fun, nice evening. So yeah, I was happy to do that. And then, well, Nephi and I have been working on getting the Fortune Cookie, my book, put into audiobook. And we had a narrator back in, I think, January, February, and it took a long time to find him, but he was gonna be good. And then he oh gosh, what was it? He broke his hand and he had something else. Like, he just went through this series of crazy things that happened to him. So we weren't able to use him, so if I put the book back up to audition for more narrators, and we got one right away, a guy in Canada, and I thought, wow, I think he's going to do a really good job with this. And then we didn't hear from him, and then we found out that he was in a car accident, and he can't speak now, apparently. So the search for a narrator for the Fortune Cookie goes on. Excuse me, got a little dust in my throat. So one of the things that I watched and I shared with you that I wanted to throw out there was Broadway Backwards, the 2023 one, where it is one more day from Les Miserables. What?
One day more.
Okay, what did I say?
One more day.
Oh, well, whatever. Same words. But One Day More is going to be out there. It is done in a very gay theme. And the reason that this caught my eye when I was watching it, I was like trying to give it like a couple minutes to see if I really wanted to watch the whole thing. It's only 9 minutes long, by the way. Is because the beginning of it reminded me so much of your play.
I know. I was noticing that as well.
I
That
was
that's
like,
what
yeah,
that was.
I was like, did somebody steal the beginning of Tom's script and just kind of rewrite a little bit of it? Because like all the characters were there.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, so I was like, really seriously watching this for going, this is weird. And then they broke into the song, and that when they did that song and they raised that flag, and oh my God, the tears were just flowing, and I was so into it. I was like, yes, this is it. This is pride. This is theater. This is what everything, it just makes me live. And
Make sure you add that to the Chubbs Gone Wild
I did. I
what
put it
is on
on
the
the
okay.
Facebook page, so no, if anybody wants to see it, you don't have, you can either go look it up on YouTube, Broadway Backwards 2023, or you can go to facebook.com/ChubbsGoneWild and it is there. Watch it. It's wonderful. Then let's see, I did finish Star Trek Picard season 3, and it was absolutely brilliant. Tears at the last episode. They set it up so that they could do a spin-off series. I don't know if they will, but if they do, it's going to be incredible, and it's got an amazing cast already, which would include like Seven of Nine and her lesbian partner and Picard's son. Just, I would love to see that become a series. So anyway, such a good, if you like Star Trek, and you don't even have to have seen seasons 1 and 2 of Picard, you could still follow right along with this. And then I wanted something gay, so I watch Halston with Ewan McGregor. And that is on Netflix, and I put it off, put it off, put it off. Then I decided it's time. I had another friend who shall remain Nephi, who said, I wasn't sure about investing my time in it because it's a Ryan Murphy, and I didn't want to get into the middle of it and then realize that the ending was just shit. Well, he's only a producer on it. He didn't really do much with the actual stuff or writing it. So don't worry if that's something that kind of threw you off a little bit there. This is a good solid all the way through 5 episodes. Very well done. I'm not going to say that it was the most brilliant thing that I ever saw, but I think it really captured him. The actress that played Liza was just wonderful. The whole Studio 54 vibe was brilliant. I just, yeah, it was great. So,
I thought it was a
and
good show.
you
I
watched it?
like Ryan Murphy's stuff, so
I
yeah,
do too. I
I
just
saw
know that
this 3 years
they're
ago when it came out.
okay. Yeah. I thought you might have. The yeah, Ryan, it's just sometimes he has a tendency when he does stuff himself that at the end it just like it seems like he doesn't know where to go with it, so he just ends it.
Well, yeah, I mean that happens a lot, but at least he's not trying to make a sequel, I mean a second season out of it, you know.
Oh
I mean,
yeah, no, definitely.
because I know that we've had that trouble with the American Horror Story, where some work and some don't,
Right.
and we get towards the end and it's like, okay, they didn't flesh this out very well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the thing is, I don't want to knock him because I love the fact that he's there. I love that he does these great projects with these great people that people have just abandoned because they're older or, you know, whatever
Age.
reason. But he comes up with these brilliant premises, really brilliant premises. And then he puts in all this great stuff, but sometimes it just kind of goes instead of bang. So yeah, anyway. So, but if he would like to produce any of our work, I'm right there, girl. Bring it.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. If we get one good series, we can set ourselves up for, you know, some good times. All right. Well, let's move on to some
Miss
advice.
Manners.
Yes. Starting with, can you please tell me how to respond when family or close friends recommend a particular TV series to watch, only for me to find out the show is full of situations. And
Wait, 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 wait.
didn't we
Isn't
do that one?
this was last week?
That was? Okay. Something got screwed up.
Okay.
That's weird because, uh-oh, maybe a new one got deleted. Oh well. Let me see. Okay, let's see if we've done this one. My best friend asked me what I was doing for my birthday. I told her I wasn't sure. I had been thinking about a dinner party, but it may be very costly. My mother always told me that if you're going to have a party, then you need to pay for everyone. My friend disagrees and said that I should just charge a price for the party and forget about it. What is the rule, or is there one?
If you're throwing the party, even if it's for yourself, you're paying for the party. I mean, because you're probably expecting them to bring gifts and pay an entry fee. What?
I have never, it's illegal to do that, I think.
Illegal? No.
Well, yeah, well, if you're gonna make somebody pay a cover charge for a party, you
Well,
need license.
I mean, like when with the Bears, they would cover, they do a cover charge if you
Yeah,
weren't
but they
around, right?
were like a nonprofit or something, or a not-for-profit at least.
I know, but I mean, if you, then what I'd say is, have a friend, maybe her best friend, throw the party. It can be at her house, and then tell everybody to bring a dish.
Well, and see, that's the thing I was thinking is like, yeah, there are certain things that, you'd want to provide, but other than that, there's nothing wrong with doing a potluck.
Yeah, and actually people like potlucks.
Yeah, because they can bring something that they'd actually want to eat.
Right, and they can show off their skills.
Yeah.
Kind
So
of like
I,
when we
yeah.
did the we made the you made those cupcakes and we decorated them at your birthday last year.
Yeah, well, you can thank you know who for kiboshing that idea.
Yeah, but you ate all the cupcakes. You frosted them and ate them and didn't bring any. I
That's not
wanted a
true.
cupcake. And then we got that terrible cake.
Let's just say my birthday last year, it started out with a lot of good intentions. And we'll leave it at that.
Well, at least it wasn't at Farrell's, so that's good.
Oh, there was that one. Did you come to that? Yeah, you did come to that one, right? Where we
We
saw our
did that
little
one,
gator friend, Taj.
and then you got me sick right before I went to Hawaii at your birthday at Outback.
Oh, I got you sick. I was
Well,
perfectly
I
fine
hadn't been out
for
in public, and all of a sudden I'm sick as a dog 2 days later.
Well, there were many more people there. And
I
many
know.
other people that were much more huggy than I was. So, yeah.
But it was your birthday party, so I blame
There
you.
you go. It was all my fault. Actually, that was a good, I liked that birthday party.
Of
That
course you
was
did. You
nice.
ordered steak.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I was like, just give me some of that steak, girl. No,
Yeah.
I would love to have done, I love to do just like a nice low key,
See?
potluck. And I love the cupcake decorating idea.
I did
You know
too.
what? I had other people, including you, tell me that they really liked that idea, but I had the one person who was kind of the host and bitching in my ear tell me, that's so stupid. Don't do that. That's stupid. So, yeah. Moving on. do a potluck and but it is true that if you're the one that's saying, I'm the host of this party, even if it's for my own birthday, you should be the one providing most of the.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and she could do like say, well, see, the thing is, it sounds like she wants fancy.
Yeah, I was seeing that too.
It's and it's a dinner party, which means we're sitting around a dining room table, most likely, all eating. And so yeah, it sounds like it's a much bigger deal than and that's what she, but if she wants to throw herself a birthday party, the terms herself is who needs to pay for it. Charge at the
Let's
door.
see.
How tacky.
I know. Who says that? Oh, here's my $20 for the steak, dear. Hope it's cooked nicely. Anyway, you know the rule, Miss Manners says, you know the rule, your mother taught it to you, but you want additional advice? Very well. Miss Manners advises you to invite your guests to tea instead of dinner. It's not as costly. Who the hell invites anyone to tea?
Well, you could you
I mean, in
can
Britain, sure.
well, but you could do like a fancy tea party with teas and you can have cakes, little cakes and
Right.
maybe a light hors d'oeuvres type thing. But
Oh,
right, I mean it would be much less costly. But I think the real problem here is that this bitch is trying to get away with not doing anything. But oh, it's my birthday and I'm going to control everything. But you know. Fuck her.
wow. Anyway, well,
Yeah.
now you know.
Okay.
Hey, Chubbs, how many social apps do you use daily?
Social media apps.
Okay.
Yeah. I only I mean I got Twitter and I've got Facebook. I have Instagram, but I'm rarely on it, and I find so I mean I've connected it to whenever I post something on Facebook, it automatically goes on Instagram. Otherwise there'd be nothing on there.
Right.
But yeah, that's it.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh gosh. I have TikTok, but I haven't even opened it for a while. And then the Messenger apps, there's three of those at least. So I stopped using, I very rarely use Reddit, and I have stopped using Mastodon because it just the server closed and it's just too disconnected. But I wonder if we'll have Twitter for long. Because it's lost over 50%, I think, of its advertising. Hey, Chubbs, what's your favorite dinosaur?
I always like the Bonasaurus.
Joe Biden. Oh wait, no, that's not nice. My favorite dinosaur is probably the Triceratops, or the Lickalotopus. It's the lesbian dinosaur.
Yeah, I know.
No, Triceratops. Ever since I was a little kid, Stegosaurus and Triceratops were always my favorite.
I never was into dinosaurs, ever.
Oh, I was. I had this green hardback book, and it was just had illustrations, and it had like the basic knowledge, like from the 50s or something, where they really didn't know all that much, and they thought they were all like scaly green lizards and stuff. But yeah, I used to like.
Actually, probably chicken. Chicken's probably my favorite dinosaur.
It, well, birds are descendants of a branch of, but yeah, I loved dinosaurs.
I wonder if they tasted good.
Well, you'd have to ask another dinosaur. They didn't have fire yet. All right. What's in your lunchbox? Anything from you lately? No? Okay. Well, Mr. Moose wrote in.
Oh, there's four of them. Oh, how
Yes.
exciting! How exciting. Okay, let me go to number one. Okay.
Starting with, what's better than pizza? Half price pizza.
Wow.
And there is a picture of that pizza, and it looks really good.
I love the crust. The crust looks yummy.
You know, I had some Winco a pizza that I've had about every 2 weeks for a year now. And the last couple ones, they changed the sauce or something, and they taste awful now.
Now, are you do the Elk Grove, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did they tear apart the that area?
They're trying to make it. Are you kidding me? How dare you even call me?
Well, I know they're trying to update their meats and cheeses in that area, their
And they're trying
deli
to make
area.
it look kind of like they're trying to make the layout kind of similar to the one out in, the Arden area.
Country Club.
Yeah. But it has been 4 or 5 months, if not more, that they have been tearing this sucker up and moving stuff around. And I'm just so over it. But yeah.
Oh,
Anyway.
you would have liked it. This older man, white man, with a wife who was in one of the little carts. He said, "Boy, we picked the wrong Saturday to come to this place."
Uh-oh. Why is
And
that?
then he muddled something about, well, because it looked like everybody got their, oh God, what is it called? The money on their card.
EBT.
Yeah, that's what he was implying.
Well, the little old shit can shut up because, as I've told other people before, the money on the EBT is, in California anyway, is distributed depending on the last number of your social security number. So it is basically the first 11 days of the month. So he has no, or 10 days, 10 days, I think. So he's full of shit
I
and
know.
shut the fuck up. Yeah. But what an asshole.
Well,
You
don't go to,
should go to Winco, dude. Why don't you go shop at Bonds?
first of all, you are old enough that you are not working. So what are you doing at a fucking grocery store on a Saturday anyway? A discount grocery store on a Saturday.
And they're open 24 hours,
Are they
so
really?
I believe so. So
Oh.
they can go there, anytime they want, other than that. But yeah,
This
we went
looks
there on
good.
a
The pizza looks good except for the olives, the peppers, and the jalapenos. Otherwise, it looks really good.
Oh, on this? Yes. I actually am fine with all of those, but and that's another thing about the Winco pizza is their olives are awful. All right, moving on. Now, Mr. Moose sent a series of three photos, including alcohol mixers and pre-mixed cocktails in cooler beside the table.
Right.
Plastic wrap still on everything, but you get the idea. Cocktail party munchies, sandwiches, cheese, meat, fruit, crackers, sweets, 5 minutes before guests arrive.
Yeah, now
And
look at the table on the other end. It's all covered with stuff too.
then the next photo is the entire deck, which is ready for guests. Let me tell you, sister, this is the type of deck that I just, it is beautiful. It is beautifully done. This is the type of deck I would want.
Well, it is awfully beautiful. I mean, the whole thing. I love the red chairs for the pop of color in there, and I'm sure. Oh, he was saying that he sprayed down. What does he call that? Water pressure? No, pressure washed the deck. Remember, he said that a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he must have been doing that because with all those trees, I'm sure that deck gets
Oh, yeah.
pretty gnarly at times. Especially like in the fall, except those look like some piney kind of trees. So, anyways, gorgeous, and I love the flowers and the flower pots. It's such a pretty table. I mean,
Of
everything.
course, I would be so afraid. I'd be the first one to knock over the one by the door.
Probably.
Big
Oh,
one.
I didn't see it there.
Yeah.
But look at the chocolates on the fourth picture. Oh, yeah. So this looks like it's just a noshy kind of, was it a dinner party or was it just a?
It looks like it's just a low-key get together,
Yeah, it
but
looks like like a cocktail party, like they used to have cocktail parties where you had hors d'oeuvres, some little, noshing dessert kind of thing, and cocktails. Yeah, this
Now,
looks good.
we had a set of you see the chair, well, obviously the red chairs, but the one that they don't have, they have the legs that go back under.
Yes.
Okay, So I had we had a set of those growing up, some outside chairs like that. It's very interesting.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me, and I sat in it and bent over.
You know what? If I sat in it now, I probably would. But when I was a kid, I loved sitting in them because they would rock.
Yeah, they got kind of a bounce to them. They're nice.
And
Yeah.
those glasses are just beautiful.
Yeah, I've always loved those margarita type glasses. But I like his glass table there in front of the couch with the plant on.
Yes.
It's got a
But
little
and look at
petunia.
the one the red bowl that the beers are in. That's got to be glass. It is beautifully done.
No, that Red Bull, I'm pretty sure that's plastic.
I we'll have to have Moose tell because that it I would think that it was plastic, but it's really thick enough that I would it looks like glass to me.
Always looking for the thick.
Oh yes. That's why I'm a chub gone wild. All right. Moose, thank you so much for those photos, and I love your deck so
Well, and
much.
it's always nice finding a little something more out about him.
Yeah. All right. And then I have a picture here of my dinner at Roscoe's, and you will see we have onion rings, which were mostly beautifully done. There was a couple that were had big sloppy onions in the middle and was just a little too moist, but for the most part they were wonderfully done. A little side of mayo, which was more of kind of an aioli in a way. And then a barbecue bacon Swiss, that was Swiss cheese burger, with some onion crumbles on it. And it was wonderful.
What's
And
the calorie count on the burger? Did you find out?
what?
What was the calorie count on the burger?
Oh God, I don't know. I'm sure it was a lot. I'm
Okay.
sure that whole meal together was at least over 1,000.
Yeah, well, I can tell it's over 1,000, maybe two.
Well,
Because you got bacon, you got the cheese, you got the fried onion rings, and you're dipping them in. It was the onion rings dipping in the oil.
no, what I do is I cut the hamburger in half because they don't always put enough mayo on
Oh,
it, and then I dip the burger in it.
okay.
So we can tell somebody's a little obsessed with calories lately. So Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And you can find out about Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at all my links.com/chubsgonewild. And you can give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
now, don't forget to be as prideful as you want to be and give us a call or send us a note if you want to send us anything for our 500th episode. And it's it might be your last chance to do so. So anyway, let us know and we'll catch you later. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.